Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here on this fine Tuesday morning. Today we are getting into the Word of God. We are starting a conversation. I hope y'all are ready. I want you to grab your coffee, grab your tea. If you're driving, please be safe, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Comfort Talks Tuesdays. I'm so excited to be here with you on this fine Tuesday morning. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are staying safe. Guys, it's officially fall. I don't know about you, but I was so tired of summer, the heat, the constant bugs. I was tired of it. I'm done with that season. It's time for us to harvest and then wait for a season of reaping our harvest. I'm excited. This is fall, meaning different leaves are falling off the trees. The trees are going to change into new colors. It's going to be a new season for the world, season for the East Coast. I'm so excited that we're entering into fall, a season of harvest, a season of when old things are now falling off and the new leaves are now beginning to bloom, different colors, and then we're gonna get into winter in the cold and the snow, and then we're all gonna wish that it was summer again. It's just a constant cycle in the East Coast, isn't it? I hope you guys are doing well today. I hope you guys are, you know, staying safe. The world is crazy right now, but you know, God is good all the time, and y'all just put your trust in God and just keep moving forward no matter, you know, the circumstance, okay? Just a little bit of encouragement for you there. Today, we're still on our topic of to whom much is given, much is required. Last week, got great feedback from the last podcast. Loved it. Thank you so much. It just shows that, you know, we should keep going and keep talking about topics like this. If God is giving you a new calling, if God is giving you a new purpose that you have to fulfill, there's going to be a lot that is required of you. Either your time, either your mind, either your patience. Things are going to be tested. You are going to be put through a lot so that, you know, you get to the place that God has for you. And it will take a lot out of you. But that's why we have such a foundation in God. That's why we have such a loving Father who takes care of his children, who walks with us every single step of the way. He says he will neither leave you nor forsake you, meaning that it's a promise. He's going to be with you every step of the way. So when God is requiring us to step into a new dimension, to step into a new calling, to step into a higher calling, just know that God is not going to leave you nor forsake you, and that he knows that this may be a lot physically to you, but spiritually he knows that you have it covered and that he's with you so you can accomplish it. So today we're still on that topic about to whom much is given, much is required, but we're stepping into how sometimes we tend to compare ourselves to other people's calling and other people's, you know, blessings. To whom much is given, much is required. We don't know how they got their blessing. We don't know the amount of praise they prayed. We don't know the amount of praise that grandma in the past prayed for them to get to that point. We just don't know. So we cannot compare ourselves to other people because it derails us from where we actually need to, from the place that we actually need to be. It sets you back because now instead of you focusing on what you need to do, you're focusing on what the other person is doing. And God is saying that this is not the time. He's saying, follow him. He's saying, go into the purpose, into the path that he has for you. God is not saying, look at your neighbor. Look at what they're doing. Compare is constantly comparing yourself to them. Like, God, why don't I have those blessings? God, why don't I have those gifts that they have? God is not calling us to do that. He's saying, look on the prize. The prize is Jesus. Look at him. Look at him and follow him. So we're going to get into the Bible because, you know, the word is the word. So John chapter 21, we're going to take it down to 20, and I'm just going to read down. I want you guys to read John chapter 21. Such a good book. Such a good chapter. Like, that part, ooh, is beautiful. It says, Peter turned and saw the follower Jesus loved very much walking behind them. This was the follower who had leaned against Jesus at the supper and said, Lord, who is it that will hand you over? And prior to this, Jesus is telling them, asking them questions. He says, Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. The truth is, when you were young, you tied your belt, your own belt, and went where you wanted. But when you were old, you will put out your hands and someone else will tie your belt. They will lead you where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to just show Peter that where his fate is going to go, that he will be, you know, in a place where it's going to get hard. And at the end of the day, he's going to die, but he's going to die in God's glory. And, you know, God is going to see what he's done as pleasing. Then he said to Peter, follow me. He gave Peter an exact instruction. He said, follow me. If you speak tree, I'll say, like, follow me. Y'all thought I was about to speak tree out here. Like, you know, my tree is gone nowadays, but like, follow me. He's telling Peter, follow me. Don't look at anything else, but follow me. Keep your eye on the prize. Peter turned and saw the follower Jesus loved very much walking behind him. This was the follower who had leaned against Jesus at the supper and said, Lord, who is it that will hand you over? When Peter saw him behind him, he asked, Jesus, Lord, what about him? So God is trying to show us something here. Jesus had been asking Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter's like, yeah, I love you. You know, I love you all the time. Love you, love you. And then he says, okay, then follow me. As easy as and simple as that. But when Peter saw that there was another person that Jesus loved very much, he was too worried about what that other person was doing. And he says, when Peter saw him behind him, he was asking Jesus a question. Lord, what about him? Jesus answered, maybe I want him to live until I come. That should not matter to you. You follow me. He's saying the person behind you, that's not who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to you. I'm saying follow me. His burden is his burden. His walk is his walk. His call is his call. I'm not talking about him. I'm saying you, my friend, follow me. And he's saying whether I want him to see me till I live or till I die, that should not matter to you because that's his walk that he's going to do. That's his calling that he has. Your calling is to follow me. He was called to follow Jesus too, but in this instant, Jesus was talking directly to Peter. Sometimes we get into the habit of looking at other people and saying, God, they have something that I want. God, why aren't you giving them the same instructions? God can't give them the same instructions because you guys are two different people. You can't have the same instructions. The same God will tell us, he'll give us the blueprint, follow him. But the way he's going to give you that blueprint might be different from the other person. He might tell the other person that he's going to be a preacher in all nations. And to you, he might say that you're going to be a preacher, a local preacher in your vicinity. But you shouldn't compare yourself to like, God, why are you blessing that person more than me? God, look at the other person. Why are they getting this easier road? Why are they getting all these blessings? Why is someone getting more burdens than me? We can't compare ourselves to them because we don't walk the same walk. God is on this road with us individually. We are on a walk with God together. Not with your partner, not with your friends. And unfortunately, you know, as sad as that is, we all get help from other people. Other people help the ministry. Other people are pouring into us, mentors. But at the end of the day, that walk with you and God is you and God. When we all go into heaven and, you know, everyone is going to either hell or heaven, you know, wherever you go, it's not with everybody. It's by yourself. So you have to know that God, you shouldn't compare yourself to other people because it's a walk with you and God. You should take in all the mentorship and all the advice and everything that you need to help your walk. But let me tell you that you should not compare your blessings with other people. You should not say that you have it, you know, harder than other people because we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You can't say that, God, you're giving me this hard task and you're not giving the other person the same task. You don't know what's happening behind closed doors. He's saying whatever is happening to that, Jesus is saying, maybe I want him to live until I come. That should not matter to you. You follow me, follow Jesus. He's saying he gave you a direct instruction. Follow him. To whom much is given, much is required. If he's giving you this mantle, Peter, he's telling you the only way you're going to succeed is if you keep your eye on the prize, not looking at other people. Because if Peter looks at other people, he's going to see that some of the prophets got it differently than him. And he's going to say, God, why didn't you favor me like that? Why didn't you do that for me? But he's saying, no. You're going to be called to glory, but I need you to follow me so that you can stay in that path. Through following Jesus is how he gained that the name Peter. He fulfilled the things that were pleasing unto God. It was because he followed Jesus. He says, keep your eye on the prize. All of us, don't compare yourself to other people. Don't compare yourself to other people's blessings and promises and whatever, you know, that God has given to them, because it's not you. You are you, and we're not meant to be comparing ourselves. It will push you away from the path God has for you. If Peter decided to focus on other people and focus on that man, see that at that moment, that command that Jesus had given him that said, follow him, follow me, he forgot because he was paying attention to the next person. When we start to compare ourselves to other people, social media, whatever the case may be, you start losing focus of what really matters. The calling God has for you, and that it requires more from you. To whom much is given, much is required. You need total focus on Jesus, total focus on God, not looking at what the next person is doing. So I hope, you know, we can all be free from the bondage of comparison. And if you've been compared, you know, compared to other people, and, you know, the African community, your mom could be like, "Hey, into uns osimesi na ohono, uns oyewe. I didn't know unyebi." Like, you know, we get compared to a lot of people when we're young, you know, in the African community. But I want you to know that today we are free from that bondage of comparison, and we are focusing on God, the prize, which is Jesus, and we're gonna follow him as he says. He said, follow me. I'll say, follow me. And we're gonna move forward, keep our eye on him, eye on Jesus, and follow him. No matter how hard it is, no matter how hard it gets, no matter the blessings, even the blessings and things that come your way, do not compare yourself to other people. Okay? I love all of you, and I hope you guys stay safe. Take care.